A reading from the book of Mark. Next, Sadducees came to him. It is they who say that there is no resurrection. Their question was this: Master, Moses laid it down for us that if there are brothers and one dies leaving a wife but no child, then the next should marry the widow and carry on his brother's family. Now, there were seven brothers. The first took a wife and died without issue. Then the second married her, and he too died without issue. So did the third. Eventually, the seven of them died, all without issue. Finally, the woman died. At the resurrection, when they come back to life, whose wife will she be, since all seven had married her? Jesus said to them, "You are mistaken, and surely this is the reason. You do not know either the scriptures or the power of God. When they rise from the dead, men and women do not marry. They are like angels in heaven. But about the resurrection of the dead, have you never read in the book of Moses, in the story of the burning bush, how God spoke to him and said, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' God is not God of the dead, but of the living. You are greatly mistaken." The Gospel of the Lord. This passage from Mark's Gospel is interesting and somewhat disturbing to some. Sadducees, who did not believe in the resurrection, come to Jesus and ask him about a case where a woman ends up being married eventually to seven brothers. Each one dies, and finally she dies, childless. The question is, whose wife will she be in the life after death? A curious question when one doesn't believe in the afterlife, wouldn't you say? It is obvious that this question is intended to be a trap for Jesus, just as the Pharisees tried to trap him when they asked him about paying taxes to Caesar. But Jesus tells them they are greatly mistaken, and he tells them why they are mistaken. They are mistaken because they do not know the scripture or the power of God. If they had read the scriptures, and if they truly believed in what God can do, they would not be concerned about such details as which husband would claim the woman as his wife in eternal life. Jesus goes on to say that God is the God of the living, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Maybe what Jesus was trying to tell them and us is to not sweat the small stuff. The union we shall have with God in eternity cannot be measured, imagined, or limited to any relationship we know on earth. If we read and dwell on God's word, we shall come to realize that God's power can do more than we can ask or imagine. Being so closely united to God and each other to such a degree that this relationship is even more intimate than the union and intimacy that spouses enjoy. Jesus tells us that God is the God of the living. To be fully alive, to be fulfilled to our capacity, and be a part of our God and each other in perfect love, this is to be truly alive. Perhaps God is using this passage to remind us that we need to read the scriptures to be inspired and to be available for his word to reach our hearts. Maybe we can come to realize that we don't have to spend much time or effort trying to find answers to questions about how we will spend our eternal life and what it will be like. We have all read and heard proclaimed that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into our imagination, the things that God has prepared for those who love God. If one has never been to the shore, or not seen pictures or videos of the shore, how could one imagine the beauty and majesty of the ocean? Can we believe in the power of God that will bring about greater glory and joy than we have ever experienced or hope to experience or could even imagine? We shall be fully alive. We trust our God to fulfill our yearning for peace and love, intimacy and glory. Compared to this, everything, important and beautiful as it is, everything is small stuff. Lord, save us from being greatly mistaken. Help us to realize that whatever eternal life means for us, it is beyond our expectations. Help us to grow in our knowledge of the Scriptures and your power.